Okay, this is better. No, I can see your eyes. I need to see you to talk to you. He's behind me, above me, before me, around me.
I don't know how to respond to that. Amen.
I don't know either.
I don't know, so we have to grab our cups of coffee and take an awkward sip. Ready? Go. Oh, yes, coffee. I'm still louder than Holly. No, I'm not. It's because Holly's not talking.
I'm not talking.
Dang. Okay. So, I have a random question for you, Holly.
Okay.
Right now, what is the song you listen to, if there is one? I want to know what it is.
You're asking me this?
Yes, I'm asking you this. This is my show.
The first thing... The first thing that comes to mind is then I saw her face because you just sang that. Let's see. What would I listen to?
I love Shrek.
It might be Alanis Morissette. You've been bringing her up a lot lately.
Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot about her. She helps me paint.
Yes.
He went in that room. I'm going to kill him.
Baby.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, favorite song. Alanis Morissette helps me paint. I need to finish painting my kitchen.
It's looking good. It's getting there. That's a lot of work painting.
I don't like painting.
And especially with little children running around. Well, I mean, you just have one that's running, but he's like three.
I just feel like getting anything accomplished takes 10 times the effort.
At least you have the ability to put the effort in.
All right. That's true.
Because I don't. I have hardly any resistance and I can't get anything done. Maybe that's the problem.
You need more resistance?
Yeah. More outside resistance.
Would you like me to help with that?
No.
Okay.
Because I know you could do it.
Mm. So... Why are you nervous? No one's even listening to us.
I'm being recorded, so it makes me nervous.
So I talked to one of my really great friends yesterday, who will not be named, but probably listens to this podcast. And we were talking about all the madness.
Mm-hmm.
And how everything is just getting more and more polarized.
Yeah, we're headed towards something big.
And we basically concluded that we are headed for a war.
Yeah, I think lots of people are concluding that. And sorry, I'll let you talk.
No, dude, that's why I'm bringing this up, because it's getting you to talk.
Okay, yeah.
And there's Jesus. Jesus, you are my audience.
Well, there you go. Talk to Jesus.
What is up, Jesus? Man, the Jesus in my meditations does not look like your typical conservative photo. Painting. We have photographs of Jesus. Yeah.
Anywho, you and your friend.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So we were chatting it up about, well, there are quite a few topics we breezed through, browsed through, perused through, explored. Mm-hmm. And she actually took me on a hike with her through the canyon.
Oh.
Yeah.
What canyon?
I won't say where it is until after the podcast. Okay. I don't want people to know.
No, I get it.
Because I didn't ask her, so. Anonymity is key here.
Yes.
On the podcast.
Okay.
Oops. So we talked about everything that's happening, and we also talked about the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And she has a friend who's a doctor, so she talked to her friend about it.
Uh-huh.
And... doctors have different opinions because she has a family member who's also in the medical field. So it's like...
Wait a minute.
What?
We can't have different opinions. We all must have the same lockstep opinion. Yeah, that's not okay, Katie.
We all have to have...
Shut her down.
We all have to have our flag implanted. We all must have our flag planted in the ground at the U.S. Capitol, even though I am not going. But Biden thinks I should be there.
My flag is there because I would have gone. And so, because I'm so afraid to be in public, I will stay home and let that little flag represent me. It's so beautiful. So patriotic.
In case you guys want to know that sarcasm, we just want to make sure you know.
That's sarcasm. It's like he sarcastic. It's like he just put up his middle finger at all of us.
Basically. Talk down to me, Biden. Talk down to me.
Actually, the headline that I clicked into to see that was, whose stupid idea was this?
Like, which is really funny because when I got my Morning Brew newsletter, so I can check in to see what nonsense people believe. Because I'm crazy. And
because you're interested.
Because I'm super interested in how people think about stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a funny, well put together newsletter, newspaper, whatever you call that. Screen paper. And it was talking about how the stuff Biden was going to do once he got into office. And then it went through the stocks, the vaccine, and they always advertise some product. I think it was Google Chrome this time. You should use Google Chrome.
I hate Google. Oops, can I say that?
Dude, yes.
Gosh, I don't like to self-censor.
You just did that.
I know.
We cannot be self-censoring.
No fear.
Stupid. So, it was really comical to hear the, like, how excited.
Are they really that excited?
No, it's just, oh, actually, this is a great, like, little trail to go on.
Okay. Go on it.
Probably not. I don't know. Are people excited?
I don't think they're excited about Biden. They're excited that Trump's gone because they hate him.
Whoa.
It came out like that.
Bring in the exorcist, folks. Holly is possessed. Jesus? There's this picture of Jesus hanging by Holly, so I'm talking to Jesus. I should put a picture. This is funny. So, I don't know if they're that excited.
I don't know. The you cannot force excitement. It's a natural.
That is true.
Thing, and there was a natural excitement around
Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
But not around Mr.
Not at all.
Biden. So.
So sad.
I actually saw in Gab, because I was on Gab. If you're not on Gab, you should get on it.
Gab.com.
Just get a different perspective. All I'm asking you to do is to open your mind and get a diverse opinion.
But Katie, have you read the Wikipedia definition of Gab?
It's to talk. La, 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 la.
Yeah, gab.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, yeah, people are not going to get on there based on that definition because they trust Wikipedia. Do you trust Wikipedia?
I trust in the Lord.
Amen, sister.
I try to trust in the Lord. I have to ask God to help me to trust in him.
Oh, man. That is the most. Yes, there's so many times. Go for it. You first.
No, you
second. Well, I was reading the scripture last night in Mark when he goes into the house and Jairus' daughter is dead.
Oh, dang.
And what does Jesus say? He says,
get up, woman.
Do not fear.
Oh, just kidding. Sorry, that's later in the story.
Well, yeah, he says that later. He says, do not fear, only trust.
Oh, that's what he says there?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, maybe I should get it out, make sure I said it exactly right.
Hold on. I am reaching for my Bible.
I can't reach mine.
I have, you guys, a little segue here for a product. If you don't have a pen loop on your Bible, you should get one.
Oh, I need to buy pen loops.
Sticky one. We'll put the link in the show notes.
I was going to go see if they have them at Staples because I do not want to shop at Amazon.
You could also just have one of mine.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't care what color. I have three left.
Just pick one, man. And it's Mark, correct? Right now, Mark. I am opening my absolute favorite Bible. It's actually not the entire Bible.
It's my favorite as well.
It's the
we have the same Bible.
I just burped into the mic. I am sorry, everyone, but
delete
I
that
drink
out.
Coffee, too bad.
You're how embarrassing!
It's the New Testament and Psalms blue. I have to thank Edmund Mitchell for this.
Thank you, Edmund Mitchell.
Edmund Mitchell, whoever made you are. A video about how awesome this is, and then I went out and bought it. And
oh, he's somebody famous.
You should go listen to his show. He's the show with Edmund Mitchell.
Okay.
We're the same age, and he has almost as many kids as me, minus one. And he's really good. He's, just go see him. So anyway, Mark, Mark. Jairus's daughter.
Yeah, I forget what chapter is. Like five headings. Or six, maybe.
Okay. You can hear the page. Can you guys hear a page?
It's this leather-bound little St. Ignatius Bible, and it's so great, but it doesn't have any very, 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 very few tiny little footnotes because it's they can't fit them all in because it's small.
Not all of us want to read footnotes while we're trying to meditate.
Oh. Yeah, true. I don't need them
to meditate. I like to have separate, speaking of that, I like to have separate sources for that. I like to have the Bible that I like really, you can tell I used it because I meditate with it.
I really like, and I know you haven't picked your Bible yet that you're going to buy, but I still really, really like
the Adventure Bible.
Yes.
That's so funny. We also talked about that, my friend and I, uh-huh. yesterday. We talked about different Bibles, and she said she just got that Bible and said it was really awesome. She also recommended the Bible in a Year that they just started by Father Mike Schmitz.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty good. It's 20 minutes a day, and I'm, you know, I already spent 3 hours on another show.
It is. So oh my gosh. Right. Not everyone can do it. I keep forgetting. I need to mention this to my husband who drives to work. Actually,
Do you want me to look since I just read it? No. Maybe it was further in than five. I don't know.
I don't know.
Must have been. But it's the, yeah, the Jairus.
Healing of a boy with a mute spirit, an exorcist, the coming of Elijah.
Oh, yeah, it's before that.
The Syrophoenician woman's faith.
Oh.
Is it Mark
6? One of my favorite things to do is to read the Bible dramatically.
Oh.
I do that with my kids.
Oh, the girl restored to life and a woman healed. That's
yeah, that's
I
it.
Got distracted.
That's it.
Okay, so which section are we looking for?
Okay.
He says the trust part, right?
Yeah, I think it's up at the top column on the right-hand page.
Super.
That's left. The right page.
You're the best, Holly. I am directionally challenged.
Really?
Yes, I was in marching band, and the only reason I learned right from left officially was because I would look like a complete idiot on the field if I didn't figure it out.
Okay, one of my kids is also directionally challenged, yes. And she told me, she's like, I can't understand right from left. She says, if I stand this way, then right is this way, but if I turn around, then right's the other way. Or, yeah, right, that's what she said. Anyway, I was like, whatever, you're confusing me. Okay, that
says not. It doesn't say trust, Holly.
Oh, believe. Have faith.
Do not fear, only believe. This is
only
Mark
believe.
5, verse 36.
Okay,
Mark 5,
so
verse 36.
I was told by Father Simon, who's on Relevant Radio, Father Simon says, that any time in the Bible you see the word believe, you can replace it with trust.
Do you know why that is?
Tell me, Katie.
Because if you split up the word, like, faith, you could also do that with the
faith.
Word faith.
Uh-huh.
It's confide.
Okay.
And with faith. If you have faith in something, you believe that it is. It's going to, that person is going to do what they say. That
right.
Relationship
you trust,
is worthy.
Worthy to trust that you know they're going to.
So, yeah,
right.
you could say, do not fear, only trust.
I think trust is I think that's fine. And I switch it to trust because to me that makes more sense than believe. Because believe in our world is kind of like, it's all knowledge. Like I believe that, but it doesn't pull in that idea of trusting.
So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that the modern usage of the word believe is more about material, factual things you can prove by evidence and knowledge. You know, you can make your case and your thesis versus when we use the word believe and we would replace it with trust, it has the connotation of belief in the immaterial and that there's something greater than ourselves that we can't grasp with the senses.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the hymn that Aquinas wrote, when all human senses fail.
Yes, like that.
I have to do it all in my head.
But just like this, I guess I could say, you're my friend, and I trust you, and I believe in you, but I don't necessarily believe you all the time.
But with Jesus...
Yeah, it's both.
His word and his... Whoa. Sorry, my mind just went down a trail.
Yeah, but say
His word and his, it's not word, His being and his doing is the same.
Same, right. So it's, he's different, but...
Because he's simple, if you want to get really crazy. Because God is simple, he's not complex, and he doesn't have parts. And for us, our function of our essence versus our capacity to act is actually separated. Yes, that's
weird. Right. So that's why that word gets separated.
Yep.
Interesting.
We solved it, everyone.
Ooh, that's good. So anyway, I always replace believe with trust, or believe in, or and faith with trust.
Super.
It just makes more sense to me to trust than to believe, because I am a separated. Dang. I am not simple. Anyway, how did that come up?
Because I went on a tangent because I love words.
Oh.
And I teased you about it.
Oh.
So there, we opened our Bible in this podcast, Jesus. I keep looking at this picture. yeah, super. I do love this thing. I still can't decide which Bible I'm going to get, though. Like, I kind of want to get the Augustine Bible that they just came out with.
Oh, I haven't heard about this one. Just
so that I have a different one from you.
You rebel.
Yeah. We'll see, though.
Oh, man. I podcast listeners, I am taking the Bible Timeline course with Jeff Cavins, and he's put that Bible together that I have, the Great Adventure Bible. I highly, highly recommend it. And if you're a mother and you don't have time, do it like I do and just don't worry about it and go to the classes anyway, even though you didn't do any of the homework.
Holly is confessing to you that she doesn't do the
homework. I figure I can always go back. There's so much information. It's just incredible, the amount. I think it's good to know. It's good to know this stuff, but it's not necessary to know.
Are you saying you don't have to know all of these extra facts in order to be saved, Holly?
No, but it does sure help in understanding what you hear at Mass.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Do you trust it?
I don't know about that yet.
Do you believe in it? Do you have faith in it?
Faith in the Great Adventure Bible or in what you just said?
I don't know.
Okay. let's see. Oh, I just bought a book called Indistractable.
Oh, you were going to tell me about this. What is this about?
Well.
Sounds good. I like the name.
It's just came out. It was actually recommended by Mark Manson, and his book is a little colorful. He's a very colorful person.
Is this that one book that you talk about?
No, this is different. What are you talking? Oh, The Subtle Art.
Yeah.
Book. I'm just going to call it that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to open my phone here so that I can
this is green.
Go into my phone and find it. Okay. Man, my headphones are picking up the radio. It's so weird how speakers do that.
What radio?
You can't hear it.
Oh.
It's called... What in the heck happened to this thing? Why am I on page 12? I'm not on page 12.
Oh, you have the book on your phone?
Yeah, I do.
I just like real books.
I do too, but I just needed to give myself something interesting to read, and so I did it. Maybe it wasn't right.
We need to have real books.
What are you saying?
Oh, gosh. Here's another tangent Holly goes on.
Let's do it.
If you have a book on your screen, that's really nice for you, but somebody could change the words or delete chapters or just remove the book.
That is a good point.
So they don't have to burn books anymore. They just have to delete them.
Okay.
So I buy my books.
I know. I probably should have bought this one, but I didn't, so I failed your test. This is called...
Failed. He failed me again.
Epic fail. This is called epic. Indistractable, How to Control Your Attention and Choose Your Life. So the idea is that now people are making money off of our attention.
That's absolutely true.
Do you trust it? Sorry. Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Oh, dang.
It was written
in 2019, but it's actually not in print yet. You have to pre-order it. That's the other reason why I did. I just decided
okay.
to get it on.
Okay. I absolve you.
Thank you. Mea culpa. I promise to avoid the occasion of a sin next time. Jesus. But anyway, that's the idea, is that that our attention has been hacked by the tech world and people working for them and the psychology of advertising and products, and they have it so honed down.
Ugh.
We wonder why we feel so frazzled.
Uh-huh.
And we have, let me be honest and count the number of things that yell at me that aren't actually my real life. Instagram, Facebook, Gmail, WhatsApp.
YouTube.
There's more stuff. Snapchat, because I have a family Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. I just got Telegram.
Yeah, I have Telegram. I was not using it.
I only follow two people.
Oh, you're so smart.
Well, it's because it's new, and I don't even know if I really want to do it.
Yeah, and then, but all of those things pinging at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have the notifications
email.
On. I said, did I say email?
I don't know.
Email.
Yeah. I turn that notification off, too.
Right. I shouldn't even have email on my phone. Then you have the computer screen, this screen, music you're listening to, how to set it up, Bluetooth hookup, Google, whatever you call that speaker thing that spies on you, Nest.
Siri?
Siri.
Alexa?
Alexa. Veronica.
I want you to know something. Yesterday, I deleted almost all of my apps.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how does it feel?
Freeing.
Off your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Even YouTube?
I haven't done YouTube yet, but I'm getting close because I have Rumble now. And Rumble doesn't have the same... Because YouTube's designed to keep you on it.
Yeah.
And Rumble, when I get on it, I watch a video and I think because you can't search while you're watching. Oh. So on YouTube, you can kind of minimize it then search.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But Rumble doesn't have that capability, so I don't tend to stay on it as long.
Right. And then there's the advertising within all the apps. And then there's the fact that you can watch a video, have it running while you're searching for other videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
designed to keep you on there.
So the idea is... Mark Manson, who writes The Subtle Art Of, and I actually think his writing's really good, but it's not for kids.
It's very crass.
It's really crass. He has really good long-form writing, if you want to really spend some time, which I would argue it would be good to spend time if you're not going to pick up an actual solid book. A solid book versus, like, a not solid book. So, gosh. Anyway.
Versus a squishy book?
Versus a squishy book.
A liquid book.
A liquid book.
A gas book.
A gas book. Wow. Okay. So, anyway, he's going through and basically, like most books do, outline the problem.
Uh-huh.
And then he's going to give us the answer.
Uh-huh.
And so my other friend is reading a similar book called Distracted by someone else.
Uh-huh.
By Maggie something. 2018.
Okay.
Written.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to compare notes when we're
done.
Ooh. Because my friend is also a bookie. She's a bookworm. What?
What friend? I guess you
can't
say
it.
I
can't tell you which friend it is, but...
I don't like this not being able to know who you're talking about.
All right. Now that we've clarified who it is, and you guys didn't hear me because I was mouthing the name.
And I couldn't read her lips, so I'll ask her later.
Oh, my word. So... Yeah, we talked about that and how her and I used to just devour books.
Yeah, I miss those days.
And now we're just...
I can't even finish a book.
We can't even finish a video. Be honest.
It's true. Distracted.
So we...
What's the name of the book you're reading now?
Indistractable.
Indistractable. Oh, wait, no. That's what we need to get to.
So, attention. Our attention is being murdered.
Frazzled. Frayed.
Yeah, so... Which is interesting because that's kind of where the mindfulness movement comes in. A lot of people who are not, Buddhist stuff comes in.
Well, people are longing for it because we're made for that. We're made to be more. I mean, we're made to watch the grass grow and the flowers. Farming. I don't know. Being in nature. Nature's slow. Nature doesn't distract. Nature pulls you in.
I'm just staring intently at Holly because I saw song lyrics.
Oh.
I was like, wow.
Well, I just.
We were made to watch grass grow.
Oh. Oh. Oh, write that song, Katie. I can't wait.
Oh, man. It sounds like it better be country. I don't fit into a genre of music, so poop. And now I'm getting out my bullet journal because I have one. Da, da,
da. What are you doing? Are you going to write that?
Writing down what you said.
Oh.
Watch, Holly's head is now going to explode.
Yes, it's starting to. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah,
no problem. I needed that today.
Yeah. Idea. It looks like a skull when I draw a light bulb. I can't for the life of me.
Just make a different thing. It doesn't have to be a light bulb.
I will.
A star.
A star?
I mean, that's light, too.
I have to finish writing this.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So, now what do we talk about? You heard my pen. I should do it again. Oh, yeah.
Well, I could tell you something, but so I watched this video last night because I'm a political junkie. It was Mark Lindell.
And who?
I'm sorry. I know. I'm going to tell you. It's okay. You throw out names all the time that I don't know, and I don't get mad at you.
I'm so mad. Tell me who this is.
He is the founder of MyPillow.
Oh, yeah. The MyPillow dude.
Gotcha. Yeah. He's kind of, you know, those commercials are annoying, but he is actually very... He's a really cool guy.
You don't even know him personally. How do you know he's cool?
I have watched interviews with him. He used to be a crack addict.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And he has come around and he is now, I'm pretty sure he's Catholic. I think he's Catholic. Anyway, he's Christian for sure. And he has been working for Trump, basically. Not Trump, but for this election. He's trying to uncover
voter fraud. Naughty
stop
people.
The steal. Here come the little spiders.
Dubba, 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 dubba.
Anyway.
That's how they sound.
I thought that sounded like a nice spider.
I was thinking like thumping. Like,
oh,
they're,
yeah,
coming, because they're really big
spiders. And a bunch of them. Yeah. Oh, I hate spiders. Anyway, okay.
I have a
spider
bite.
So anyway, Mark
face,
Lindell
actually.
Has been working. You have what?
Sorry.
Say it
I thought
again.
I had a zit in my eyelid. It's actually, I think, a spider bite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine that spider was on your eyelid?
But I wasn't, I don't remember.
Have you
it.
Seen those YouTube videos where the spider comes out of people's mouths while they're sleeping?
That is so cool.
And I've heard that you eat like 7 spiders a year.
That is awesome. I mean, I'm glad I can get the protein.
Okay, it just freaks me out to think that there'd be a spider on my face.
As long as I don't know about it while it's happening, I don't care. It's like having surgery.
Okay, but what would you do if you knew? What if you woke up and a spider was coming out of your mouth? What would you do?
Oh, crap. Go drink some water.
I hate spiders. What are you afraid of? Spiders are my biggest fear.
I'm not afraid of spiders.
What about snakes?
I don't like them. I definitely don't like snakes, but I'm also not afraid of them anymore. It's really weird. What am I afraid of?
I'm not as afraid of spiders as I used to be. That's funny.
Uh-huh. Holly has more wealth than I do in this department. That is why her chin went 45 on you. 45.
Nikon caps. Look it up.
They haven't posted any more videos, by the way.
Well, you know, their videos are kind of like not that great.
Hopefully they get better.
I need like a lesson. I don't need to talk about it that much.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was I saying?
Mark Lindell, the pillow guy who was a crack addict and works for Trump.
Okay, he doesn't directly work for Trump, but he is working on the Dominion end of this voter fraud, the machines.
Right now, still?
Still.
Okay,
and
all right.
He got, according to him, which, okay, is he trustworthy? Is he not trustworthy? Is he worthy of my trust? Can I put my faith in him? Do I believe in him? I think he's trustworthy.
Okay, fair.
Okay, so anyway.
Your opinion.
And he's working with Sidney Powell.
Oh my gosh. Here we go, Holly.
Yeah.
Yes, what about Mrs. Powell?
Well, anyway, they came upon somehow evidence, like real evidence, that he says that China and other foreign people were manipulating our votes, and they have... they have locations, they have ISBN, whatever the numbers of your computer, like they have all the evidence to prove this. And he took it to Trump
Yeah.
And I don't know what he gave it to him. He only had 5 minutes with him.
Oh.
He gave him the information. I don't know what will happen, if anything, from that. But he's saying 100% this election was manipulated and stolen by foreign entities. China, namely, and Russia.
Why China and Russia?
They work together.
They do?
Yeah, and so we've
Where
got...
Where was I?
Yeah, so we've got this whole idea right now that Russia is bad and Russia is with Trump and China, and we're saying China's with Biden. Well, and the fact is they're together and they're working together to destroy our country, basically.
So are you saying that who's the guy in charge of Russia? I'm so sorry. What is his name?
Putin.
So Putin and whoever the dictator of China is are working together.
Yes. And actually, there's been prophecy about China and Russia on our soils marching.
Marching? What are you talking about?
Like military. People have seen.
Prophesied.
Like, people have seen it in visions.
I have a side note on that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have a tangent. But I saw it in my morning brew. The only thing I really remember on it was that Bill Gates owns the most farmland in the U.S.
That's exciting. And he loves humanity. He would love us all to live and be healthy.
Yes.
Forever.
Definitely.
Sarcasm. Can we just say this? He actually used vaccines on people in Africa and made them infertile.
Correct.
On purpose.
That is true.
On purpose.
If you want to know more about that, go to Matt Fred's Pints with Aquinas podcast. I think he interviews Jason Everett. And Jason talks about this extensively.
Interesting.
It's disgusting. Bill Gates is not a practicing Catholic. He's fake, like Joe Biden.
And right, and they really believe that the world is overpopulated, and they have to, and in order to control us, I guess too, they have to have less people. So, I'm glad he owns all the how much of the farmland?
He owns the most farmland. I don't know what the number is, but go look. You could look it up. Why does he own all the farmland? A bunch of farmland.
Yeah, because you can control people when you can control their food sources. Please start planting gardens, and I will be helping you with yours.
Really? I had no idea. Thank you, Holly. You really should, though.
Because you might remember to water it.
You can water it. I'll do the dirty part. You can do the water.
Oh, yeah. I hate getting dirty. I'll buy some overalls.
Okay, so if you're going to garden with me, you're going to need your... What happened to my computer?
Oh, no.
It's glitching. Oh. It's still going.
Okay.
It's amazing. So if you're going to garden with me, you're going to need gloves.
Okay.
You're going to need pants you don't care about.
Overalls are awesome.
You need a hat.
I just got a card from my brother because he wears overalls and it has a pig on the front and he's wearing overalls.
That's funny.
And then on the inside it says, overall, you're awesome.
That's so great. Oh, I love those dry jokes.
I do too. Anyway, where was I going, Mark Lindell? Do you want me to keep going?
But I got to finish this gardening.
Oh, yeah.
Serious.
Okay.
You need a hat.
Okay.
Gardening gloves.
A hat. Okay.
Clothes you don't mind sweating in.
I don't mind sweating. Sweating doesn't bother me. Dirt, I don't like so much, but sweating.
Dirt is fine. Cares? Sweating is gross.
That's weird.
I know. But yes, the hat thing I'm going to emphasize.
Okay. Hat. Dang it.
What's wrong?
I hate hats.
I have an extra one.
Well, of course you do. Do you have an extra bag?
Holly, stop it. Yeah, I have a lot of bags. I have a bag problem. If anyone wants to send me anything, please send me a bag.
She's a bag lady.
Or a knife.
Anyway. Okay, are you done about the gardening part?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, I'll get a hat. Oh, I hate hats. Okay, so Mark Lindell.
Why?
They just bother my head. I just feel constricted.
You have to get a hat that's light. Not like a cap. That's going to, like, suck your head.
I was imagining, like, a big sun hat.
Yeah, kind of a sun hat, but...
I'll look into it.
We need to look into this. Anyway, Mark Lindell, the former crack addict who's investigating Dominion, has evidence. Apparently, Russia and China have rigged the elections, helped rig the election in order to give the victory to Biden. Do I understand that correctly?
That is correct. So, he did a video yesterday, and I watched it.
Which platform did you see this on?
Okay, I don't know what platform. It might have been Periscope.
Periscope, and who...
But was it a show? It was, yes. It's a show called RSBN, which stands for Right Side Broadcasting.
Okay.
And they're a Christian group of people that they anyway, it's an interesting group. He supports them, or they support him, or whatever. Like,
they support each other.
Yeah, they're... They are in communion with one another.
Oh, you gotta love political ecumenism.
Oh, it's great. Whoa.
Okay.
Anyway, he gave this interview. Oh man, this is taking longer than it should. Okay. And basically, he's like, 100% this election was stolen. I don't know when this will come out, when the information will come out. But he said he just was so encouraging and so great. And he just talked about how if so many people had not gone out to vote for Trump, we would not even realize that this was happening. So even though we're now seeing this inauguration happening, we need to have faith and just trust and believe that there's something afoot. And we need to be praying for all of this to be revealed. And anyway, there was something more I was going to say about that. But that was it, basically. Oh, and one of the questions the guy asked him was, are you scared at all? Because people are getting knocked off for things like this.
Right.
And he is his business is being attacked heavily. Like, mm-hmm. They're going after the vendors. So Target, I think Bed Bath & Beyond for sure, and Kohl's are no longer selling MyPillow stuff because they... they've been bullied out of selling his stuff, even though he's selling a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyways, yeah. So he, the guy asked him if he's afraid of dying.
Yeah.
And he said, when I was a crack addict, he said, I had guns and knives to my head.
That's crazy.
And he said, God protected me then. And so he says, I'm not afraid because I'm doing God's work now. He'll protect me now.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's not afraid. And he's so faithful. He's amazing. Love that guy. Oh, what a cutie. Not Mark Dindal. This little
Vinny
cutie.
Just came in to sit with me, my 3-year-old.
He's so cute.
That's intense.
Yeah, it was intense. I could share the video with you.
Whoa. Yeah, I guess I'll watch it.
It's pretty good. It was encouraging.
That's good.
He's just said, keep praying. Keep fasting.
Whoa.
This is happening. So this... I don't know if I had this thought that we're coming up to this possible. I have a what?
I don't know what you're saying. Sorry, honey. Okay. Anyway.
But we're coming to this possible civil war, what we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
What if this comes out
uh-huh.
big time and people actually can be aware and see it?
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, then I have another thought on that. Boy, here I go. Anyway, and then that's revealed, and then all the people that are, like, fair-minded that got kind of caught up in the hate of Trump might be able to look at it and say, oh.
Right.
And then that might diffuse the civil war. We're still going to have idiots trying to fight, but I think it would diffuse a lot of what's going on if that truth was revealed.
Yeah, that's the thing, if it gets out.
Well, and that's my other thought, is that that's what we need to be praying for the truth to be revealed. But mostly, we need to pray, I think we need to be praying specifically for people we know, that their hearts, because their intellect is darkened by sin, and they need to be, their soul, that's what God wants, is he wants us to come back to him, all of us to come back to him. So that's my thought, that we need to be praying for people we know specifically.
That's really good.
So their hearts can be softened and they can see and hear the truth.
Wow.
There's my soapbox for the day.
Holly's soapbox, Holly's opinion.
And I'm thinking of, yeah.
I just had to do that. Okay, folks. Well... I think I'm going to wrap this up.
Whoa.
I think we should wrap it up.
Okay.
I also have to use the bathroom, so that's the other reason why I need to wrap this up.
Wrap it up, then.
Well, I don't have a saying for this podcast yet.
Oh. Speak in truth, live in truth, walk in truth.
whack.